This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gardeners, welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we've got about an hour left in the show on this Mother's Day edition. So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. We appreciate everything you have done for us. If you do have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we've got about an hour left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. So give us that call. Now, we do have some calls, and I believe, is John still with us, Nathan?
No, John dropped, but we do have Elizabeth from Yarmouthport.
All right, Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a question on hydrangea.
Sure.
I think I have the everlasting hydrangea, and they really haven't done very well. I don't think they got enough sun, and I'm wondering if there's a hydrangea that doesn't require as much sun as everlasting.
So there are some very shade-loving hydrangeas out there. They would be, a bunch of them are in the white color, so the paniculata-type family. So something along the lines of the Annabelle hydrangea is one of them. The oak leaf-type hydrangeas are definitely shade-tolerant hydrangeas. There is one called Zinfandel that is another white one. I'm trying to think. There's some other. There's if you're looking for like a small version, you could the Invincibel Wee White is there. When you say shade, how much shade do you have?
I would say probably it's about 3 hours of sun.
Okay.
And it's basically morning sun.
Okay. So I'd probably be going more into those varieties. You know, like the Annabelle, the Invincibel. You know, the like Endless Summer type variety needs a little bit of sun, right? And I think it needs a little bit more than what it's getting in order to really push its flowers. One that might take a little bit more shade, you could look at called Bluebird. That's a possibility of taking some more shade. That gets in a little bit more blue than than the whites. If you don't want the white color for everything, and it seems like you kind of wanted some of the blue color. So that's, I'm just trying to think if there's really any others that would do well in deep shade for the color. The most that I know are usually like the white version, the oak leaf hydrangeas. Those do better in more shade. Okay. All right. Seems like we dropped the call on Elizabeth. We're just having a few technical difficulties here. I do apologize. Nathan, do we have some other calls on the line?
Yes, Elizabeth should still be there, though. You just can't. She can't hear. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I can't hear anything. I'm just wondering. I know we've been having some issues, so maybe it was that. But Elizabeth, can you hear me? It doesn't seem
right,
like at
the meantime,
moment.
We have Bob in Stratham.
All right, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Just a quick question I've got here.
Sure.
About fungus.
Yep.
I talked to you last year, but it was after I had already planted the garden. And I did some spraying, and I pulled up on tomato plants, for example. I pulled up the bottom foot and a half to 2 feet of leaves to keep the fungus from popping up there. And it worked pretty good. It wasn't totally great, but it worked pretty good. So I wanted to ask you if there was anything else you could recommend for me to do before I start turning over the garden in the next few days.
Well, so one of the things that people would like to do to help that it'd be like a crop rotation, putting them in a different location than you have in the past, that helps a lot. There's another product out there that I haven't seen it in a garden center in a while, but you can get it online. It's called Actinovate. That product right there will actually help with a lot of the fungus that happens on tomatoes. It was brought into market for that very reason, for the tomato blight. So I'd look for that. You can find it usually online, but it's called Actinovate. Look for that, and it's definitely helpful for your plants, and it'll help with the prevention of some of the fungus. And I would still do that along the lines of thinning out the leaves as well.
Right. And one other question I had, too.
Sure.
I think your dad recommended this to me many years ago when I was in a different location, and I never really finished the bottle. I still have a bottle of something called fungal nil. I don't know
if
would it be advantageous for me to mix that in a sprayer and spray the ground before I start turning things over? And
how long have you had that?
I would say about 3 or 4 years probably.
So at this point, it's losing a bit of its potency, right? So it's not as strong. So I almost would just say, you know, you could spray it, but it's not necessarily going to be as powerful. So maybe spray it at, you know, first, but get something new for later on. I think it's one of those things where if it, there's part oil in it, so it separates a little bit. And so it's not as, you know, not as powerful, right? It is something that you don't just want to just dump out, right, and get rid of that way. So I would use it, but with the realization that it might not be as powerful as if it was at full strength.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And is it, in general, are tomatoes the thing that's most susceptible to fungus? Because I grow peppers in the same area and no problems. You know, eggplant in the same area, no problems. They tend to be,
that tomato blight in the past, like 10 years, has become something that is more prolific in the area. So that's part of it. But they do say, like, some of the crop rotation, if you can move them into other areas, like an opposite of what you've done in the past, that can help it to make them, you know. So if the area had the fungus, it's not in that same area. It's not starting off with it. There is another product. I was just thinking about this as we were talking. It's from Monterey Lawn and Garden. They changed the name of it. It used to be called Agrifos, which helped with, like, I think they now call it just Garden Foss. It is a synthetic product, but it is a fungicide that you can do as like a soil drench that helps control like the you know, root rot, that type of thing. I know You could get it online, but it's called Garden Foss. And that was something that used as a soil treatment prior to planting can be fine for your tomatoes long term, being a synthetic. But it's a soil drench that can help with that, like downy mildew, that type of thing. But it is, like I said, it used to be called Garden Foss or Agri-Foss. Excuse me, it used to be called Agri-Foss. It's now called Garden Foss from Monterey.
Okay, and that's available probably online or do
yeah, you could try at a local garden center, but it's not as popular at the garden centers because you only use it for a few things. It's not multi-purpose like some of your like neem oils and oils. So a lot of garden centers don't bring it in as much. So you could probably find it online and get it shipped to you.
Sounds great. Okay.
Alrighty.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks again for your help and have a good summer.
You too, Bob. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here in about 20 seconds here. But give us a call. We got about 45 minutes left in this show. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Beautiful day out there. Beautiful day to celebrate mothers. So happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Toomey Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Toomey Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or ToomeyHealth.com. That's Toomey, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we still got some calls on the line, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Actually, Elizabeth made it back. Elizabeth from Yarncourt.
All right, Elizabeth, sorry about that. Can you just repeat the question that you had so we can get you all that information again?
Yes, we were talking about hydrangea, and you gave me several suggestions for hydrangeas that like shade. My next question was, are there any roses? I have not because they don't do well. I have too much shade as well, so I'm looking for maybe a rose that tolerates shade.
Okay, and it, same area where it's the morning sun?
Yeah.
Okay. So there, I'm trying to think here. There could be some like climbing type roses that would do all right in those areas. What color were you kind of looking for? Did it really even matter?
It doesn't really matter, but I prefer the pinks.
Okay.
And the peach tones, the yellow tones, if there are any.
Okay. There looks to be more, like some of the climbers will take a little bit more of the shade because, you know, they can climb up on walls or trellises, whatnot, to do that. If you're looking for like, it starts off like a pink, like a white and to the pink would be like a, the Eden rose. That one's a climber, that would do well, in there. I'm trying to think what else for.
I don't think the area I'm using would take a climber. I really don't.
Okay.
Wouldn't adapt to it. And maybe I should just go with something that something low that just tolerates shade, maybe an annual.
Yeah, because so a lot of the roses are going to need that sun to produce the flowers for you. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where the issue lies. What I might suggest doing is
taking a look on the David Austin Roses website. So David Austin is like the top of the line website for roses, right? And they have a whole whole section that is shady area type roses. I pulled it up here. There's not a lot, but there's about 10 or 11 that are like that. They're the English shrub type roses. You could try, maybe like the one's called the Mayflower. That's in the pink. There's another one called Olivia Rose. Again, those are the shrub roses. Again, they'll take some shade. I'm just wondering if there's a way to give them like some filtered sun, maybe thin out some of the branches around, or if it's probably by the house, you can't really thin out the house. But that's what I would look to try and do to get them so you can have some in the area.
And I also had a question on my lawn. I have followed your directions on putting down my soil and Magic Cow, and I have to put down step one for overseeding. Crabgrass.
Yep.
I did that the last week in March.
Okay.
It's been about 6 weeks. Can I do that all over again now? And when do I put down fertilizer?
Okay, so you can. So it's been 6 weeks. You put the crabgrass preventer down with starter fertilizer and put seed down as well?
I did not put seed down.
Okay. So you're not looking to reseed, right?
I am. I didn't have time to do it.
Okay.
I am going to do it.
So you can definitely use it again. There's time for it because there's a late season crabgrass as well that pops up. So if you have more of it, you can put it down and then put the seed down as well. Fertilizer, you could be spraying onto the lawn all over. At this point, maybe waiting a few days because it's looking like the end of the week is going to warm up a bit, get into like the warmer temperatures, like steady, not just like for a day or two like it's been in the past couple weeks. So I think you're getting right into it, but you definitely can re-fertilize with the with the step one with it to reseed at this point. I see no problem.
And how about putting down Love Your Soil again and Magic Cow?
Yep, 6 week, like I've said in the past, a 6 week interval on there, especially if your pH has not been very good. You can do it three times in 6 week intervals without an issue. So I would say at this point it's been the 6 weeks, have at it again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for coming back on. I apologize, but just been having a few computer issues here, but I appreciate it.
Disaster. Relax, cure, and protect your lawn with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. One single application of granules or the ready-to-spray formula protects your lawn for up to 30 days. Take back your lawn with Bayer Advanced Fungus Control for Lawns. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. Remnants of China's rogue Long March 5B rocket reportedly landed in the Indian Ocean this morning after its uncontrolled descent was tracked around the world over the past week. Reuters reported the landing, citing information from the Chinese government. The rocket is one of the largest objects in recent history to strike the Earth after falling out of orbit following a Chinese re-entry last year, which struck a small village in West Africa. No injuries were reported from that incident. The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. This is USA Radio News. The Octomom has been beat out by Nanumom. USA's Wendy King has the story.
A woman in Mali has given birth to 9 babies. 25-year-old Halima Cisse gave birth by cesarean section to 4 boys and 5 girls on Tuesday. The nanuplets have yet to be verified by the Guinness Book of World Records for the most births from a single woman. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
States have asked the federal government this week to withhold large amounts of the COVID-19 vaccine amid plummeting demand for the shots, adding to an already growing U.S. stockpile of doses. More than 150 million Americans, approximately 57% of the adult population, have received at least one dose of vaccine, but government leaders are digging in to persuade the rest of the country to get inoculated. The Biden administration announced this week that if states don't order all the vaccine they've been allotted, the administration will shift the surplus to meet demand in other states. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are...
Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have some more calls on the line, right, Nathan?
You're right. Let me pull it up. Sorry. Ginger is in and around Keene.
Ginger, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you very much. Thanks for taking my call. My question is really about Japanese beetles. And okay. I know there are lots of products out there, Grubex and the like, Dilox. I went to, my husband is very concerned about the ground and the worms and everything surrounding. We have 4 little dogs, so that's a real concern. But I'm inundated with grubs and Japanese beetles in the summertime. I mean, I could have 10 bags, and I could fill them and replace them every 3-4 days. I also border a 10-acre field, which a farmer hays. And so between everything that goes on there, I just have a really hard time with my lawn. I guess my real question is, our well is in the back in our yard, and how dangerous is using something like Milky Spore or Grubex or to our animals and the worms, and is there a best suggestion for trying to deal with grubs?
Okay. So Milky Spore is an organic way of doing it. So it's not going to harm anything other than the grubs themselves. What it is it's these spores that will attack grubs. They get into the grub, they feed onto the grub, and then as the other grubs are going around, they jump out and attack the other grubs. Excuse me, I apologize. So it wouldn't be harmful. The thing about it is it takes 4 applications, one in the spring, one in the fall, for 2 years, to really get the spores built up in there to really get going. If you have a lot,
it's expensive for sure.
It definitely is. It's not inexpensive, especially because each bag, I think, does about 7,000 square feet, and it's almost like $50 to $60 a bag.
I bought the large boxes, and I paid probably about $100 a piece, and I bought two of them.
Yep.
But I don't even think that'll do my whole lawn. I have a huge lawn, so let's put it that way.
So, you know, the product Dilox that you mentioned, right? I've looked into it, you know, a good amount, because a lot of people have the questions in regards to, like, earthworms. Does it hurt earthworms? Because earthworms are very important to the soil. When you have the earthworms, it means your soil's rich, good, etc. There have been a lot of studies that have said that it should not harm the earthworms. It should just go for the grubs and those other type of insects, because earthworms are feeding in a different way than the grubs and those types of things. The thing is the Dilox is a 24-hour killer. It basically is only active in that soil for 24 hours. It goes in, does everything it can, and kills in that time frame. The milky spore is like a long-term kill. You really need to apply it multiple times to really build the spores up. It's all the spores that live in the ground. So, you know, it's up to you which way you want to go. And Dilox is a chemical. So, you know, you'd have to keep the dogs, the pets off of the lawn for like 24 hours, 48 hours. So they're not, you know, sitting on the pellets. It's very fine powder almost to do. So I would look to, you know, if you're going to use it, keep the pets off of it for a bit. Now, as far as like letting it go. So you could be getting some of the grubs coming from that area because there's no treatment, right? So that area, maybe it's, you know, build up the spores long term so they can't come that way. But, you know, Dilox is one where it's 24 hours, it puts everything it has, and then it's out. And it goes through the system. You can buy those bags that do up to like 10 to 15,000 square feet, nice and easy. So really up to you, but personally, I would be fine putting Dilox down and just keeping the dogs off for a few days.
What about, I have four or five large bags of Grub-X, which my husband prevented me from putting down last year, or could have been even the year before. So they're in the garage. Are they still viable, those bags?
They should be, as long as it's, you know, kept in an area where it didn't get too much heat. Where it like was like 100 and something degrees.
Yeah, that would not at all.
So the Grub-X is something that I would wait to the end of the month to put down. Don't put it down now because they consider it a season-long killer, right? Mm-hmm. But what they don't tell you is if you look into the details, the season-long is actually only 3 months. And so by putting it down now, you're missing most of August, right? And most of August is when the grubs come to the top to turn into the, you know, they're doing a lot of feeding and they do some more damage. And so we want to get that entire time, because right now you're seeing just some of the leftover grubs. You want them to come to the surface a little bit more and be readily above, closer to the roots. So I always like to use like a Dilox first, then use the Grub-X towards the end of May, so you can get all of June, all of July, and all of August. And then in the fall again, people will apply the Dilox again to get any of the remnants that are left, any of those to try and kill any that would be coming for next year as they overwinter.
Okay. Now, with using the Grub-X, same thing, near the well, in there, you still think that's fine? Make sure you do it before a heavy rain?
Yeah, no, I think it should be all right. You know, a lot of wells have the filters on it. Again, I think maybe don't go like, you know, it's hard to say because the water table, depending upon how deep it is.
Right.
You know, I'd take a look at you know, just how close you get to it. But I think long-term, I think it's okay. Maybe those areas that you are worried about, maybe those are the areas you use more of the milky spore for future. Stay back from it a bit. But again, it only lasts in the hour in the soil for 24 hours, and then it kind of leaches out and is gone. So
okay, perfect.
It's up to you on where you want to go with it.
Okay, so it's okay to mix Dilox, Grubex, and Milky Spore.
Yes.
Yes, in their various times. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for the call, Ginger, and have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Ginny is in Yarmouth.
Ginny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a specimen tree, a standalone in full sun, and I don't want it more than like 6 or 8 feet. So I looked at a couple of different ones. I looked at the Nana Juniper, and it's a grafted tree.
Yep.
And that was a little under 4 feet. It's a little small, but my concern with that was I know it grows down, but does it take over, you know, like 6 feet? Does it take over, and can you control it?
Well, so that juniper is something that you can prune to keep it that way, but it does tend to, when it's on a graft like that, weep down because it is a ground cover. It just covers the ground. So you would have to just prune it. You'd almost prune it like a bonsai so it just stays to the top of it. They have some other...
I mean, I don't mind it. I'm sorry. I don't mind it weeping and going down,
okay.
But I just didn't want it, like, take over my old ground. Do you know what I'm saying? How juniper just keeps on growing.
Yeah. So you would have to prune it a bit so it doesn't, when it gets close to the ground, it doesn't just take over. Sometimes what they do, and you'll notice this with junipers that are planted in the ground, they'll start to root a little bit. And so that's,
yeah.
You just kind of want to thin those out so they're not just sitting all over the ground that way.
Okay.
You know, a couple of other options for you, you know, it would be like a weeping, a weeping hemlock or a weeping spruce. A couple of those are kind of nice to do.
The thing is, some of the weeping and umbrella trees, they grow, 10 to 15 feet. So that was the problem.
Yeah, and that, Percumbens nana juniper that on there isn't going to get high. It's going to kind of stay from the graft
right,
and go down. So that's what you're looking for. That's definitely what you could do.
Actually, I want it a little bigger, but go ahead.
I think there's really no like in between. A lot of them are just going to get, you know, more weeping to it. You could, so there are like some, yeah, it's completely different, but it's like a weeping cherry that they have different graft sizes where you
right.
can get a shorter graft, and from there, then it will get height to it, and you can kind of prune it, and it doesn't get more
right.
than, you know, the 6-8 feet. But
right.
that would be, it'd be up to you.
Okay, and I was interested in evergreen in this area. I don't
yeah,
wanna...
so...
Right. The other, another one I looked at that was beautiful was a Japanese pine. It's not
there,
weeping,
like a,
but it was
an
a
umbrella pine.
Tree. Well, I it wasn't an umbrella, but I think it was just an. I'm not sure. Maybe it wasn't a pine, but it was a Japanese something. It was beautiful. I've been going to all the different garden centers and
yep.
trying to find something that's sort of like 6 to 8 feet. You know, that was unusual looking.
Yeah.
Could be weeping, but it doesn't have to be. Or
okay,
umbrella.
Yeah. So there's like a Japanese white pine that can stay small on some of it. There's also, Something that might stay a little bit smaller would be like, there's like a type of cryptomeria that has it, especially down on the Cape. Cryptomeria does a little bit better. But there's a Japanese black pine. Some of those will get big, so you'd have to prune it and keep it smaller because they will get up to 20. But there are some dwarf Japanese black pines out there. So I'd look for something like that.
What's a cryptomeria? What is it?
So that's the style of plant. That's the name.
I get it.
But they have some small cryptomerias. It's evergreen. There is one called Black Dragon that stays a bit smaller, maybe 10 feet tall, max there. But it's evergreen. It does better on like the Cape because the Cape has a warmer, winter than, northern part of Massachusetts. So that could be one to look at.
So a weeping white pine would be like maybe a Japanese.
So they do have a weeping white pine. I think it is a Japanese style. But there are a few out there that you could take a look at. Okay.
All right,
Jenny.
Thank you for the call.
I
appreciate it. Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Yeah, just about to wrap up the show, so we do have one call that we will get to and wrap up through there. So, Nathan, who's up next?
George is in Osterville.
George, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm calling for two reasons.
Sure.
One, I have two weeping, I guess you call them, Japanese maple.
Yep.
That I planted about 10 years ago. And I love the trees, and I'm thinking of moving them to another house. And I'm wondering what time of year I can do that.
So at this point, with the leaves already have formed on a lot of it, it's not the best time to do it. You want the plant to be in a little bit more of a dormant stage. If you can wait until, you know, the fall, that would be the perfect time to do it. If you can't wait, what I like to do is water thoroughly, get it a deep soaking, soak that tree as much as possible, get the other hole dug and ready, and then from there, use like a biotone starter to help with the transplant shock. What I might also look at doing is something maybe like a liquid form, using like a protolyzer to mix that up and drench the root system that you are, you've trimmed down so that it will absorb those nutrients a little bit quicker. So
what
that's kind of... It's called protolyzer.
Protolyzer.
Yep, and it's a product from Natural Alternative that's actually, to be honest, is not a fertilizer. It works with the fertilizer to make the fertilizer stronger and more powerful to it. So it actually helps with the trap nutrients, the micronutrients that are in the soil to allow your plant to absorb them the way that they need to absorb them. So that's the difference on them. So, but I would use the fertilizer for the starter, like the Biotone, as well as that if you're going to do it at this point, because at this point the tree has started to show its leaves. It's gonna be in shock a little bit more than your regular trees and shrubs would be if they weren't dormant.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you said trim the roots?
Well, so I'm not saying trim the roots. I'm saying when you dig the root ball out.
Yeah,
you're
okay,
trimming right. The root that way, and that fertilizer is a water drench, so I would soak the plant with it, and then the roots themselves will absorb it into the plant, because it's just like a cut flower, right? When you cut it and you put it in water, it absorbs that water quickly. That's what the root system is doing. And so if you can use it with something that's going to help with trap nutrients and take care of the plant, that's why I would suggest doing it that way.
So do that right away as soon as I get the root ball out of the ground.
Exactly.
And then transport it in that, and then, okay.
And then just get it into the ground, heavily water it. Just make sure that when you're watering it, it's deep soakings. So you leave the hose on the plant at like a trickle for like half hour, maybe even a little bit more. That way, it can absorb the water slowly. Whereas if you do it quickly, sometimes what will happen is the water just goes right through. It's like a hanging basket. It just waters it quickly, and it doesn't stick. So that's what we're trying to do.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
My second question is,
sure.
In this new house location, we have it's on the north shore, so it's heavy clay.
Yep.
And there's a wet section that gets created because a neighbor had built a berm up and planted some trees for screening.
Yep.
We want to plant in front of that area to screen. They recently lost a bunch of trees. We want to plant something to screen their house.
Okay.
And I was wondering, since it's a wet area, is weeping willow an option?
It definitely is. It loves that, the moisture, so I would say not a problem to use it. So definitely try it out.
And any other plants come to mind?
Any of the... like some grasses would do fine, those things, but weeping willow is probably my number one. I gotta hit the break. I apologize. Everybody out there, happy Mother's Day, and be good to each other.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.